I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
Nerds! I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. So today, I want to talk about a great book. I love this book. It's called Deep Work. It's by Cal Newport. And honestly, this book is your unfair advantage in the age of distractions. So I'm going to talk about some ideas in the book, and then I'm going to discuss how I've applied them in my life and how you can apply them in your business. But I just want to paint a picture for you just to kick this off. So just think through this and tell me if it sounds like your day and your life. Do you ever feel, because I definitely do, like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, juggling a million tasks, and you're not really making progress? I feel like this all the time. If you feel like it, you're definitely not alone, because the modern world is this symphony of pings and dings and endless notifications, all vying for your precious attention. It's like this battlefield where focus is the ultimate weapon and deep work is your secret arsenal. Let me explain. What is deep work. So as Cal Newport, the author of Deep Work, brilliantly puts it, to quote Cal, deep work is the ability to focus without distraction on a cognitively demanding task. It's a skill that allows you to quickly master complicated information and produce better results in less time. Now, said simply, it's really about carving out sacred blocks of time where you can dive headfirst into your most important projects, free from the shackles of constant interruption. Now, why does deep work matter now more than ever? Well, we're in an era of information overload. We're in an era of relentless distraction, and the ability to go really deep is not just a productivity hack, it's a superpower. It's going to give you exceptional results because deep work is where innovation, creativity, and breakthroughs happen. It's the fuel that propels you towards mastery in your field. Deep work is rare and valuable. To quote Newport again, clarity about what matters provides clarity about what does not. Deep work helps you ruthlessly prioritize, ensuring you invest your energy in activities that truly move the needle. It also gives you fulfillment and flow. When you're fully immersed in a task, you tap into a state of flow. It's a feeling of effortless concentration and deep satisfaction. And this is where the magic happens and where work becomes its own reward. See, the benefits of deep work extend far beyond the workplace. It enhances your cognitive abilities. It sharpens your focus. It reduces stress. It's a path towards living a more intentional and fulfilling life. But here's the kicker. Deep work is becoming increasingly rare because the world is conspiring against it. That's why mastering this skill gives you a massive unfair advantage. Now, today I want to talk about the science behind deep work, explore some practical strategies for implementing it, and uncover the transformative impact it can have on your life and your career. So to start, let's talk about the science of going deep and why your brain loves it. Let's dive deeper into the science behind this transformative practice and discover why it's not just a productivity hack, but a pathway to peak cognitive performance. So first, the biology of focus. Your brain is a marvel of complexity, a network of billions of neurons firing in intricate patterns. When you engage in deep work, you activate specific regions of your brain associated with focus, attention, and learning. This process strengthens neural connections and creates lasting changes in your brain's structure. One key player in this process is myelin. This is a fatty substance that wraps around nerve fibers, acting like insulation for electrical signals. The more you engage in deep work, the more myelin you build up, leading to faster and more efficient neural transmission. This translates to enhanced cognitive abilities, improved memory, and quicker learning. Now, there's also a neuroscience to not just deep work, but flow. So if you've ever felt that feeling of being in the zone, completely immersed in a task and losing track of time, that's flow. That's a state of heightened focus and peak performance. And when you're in flow, your brain releases a cocktail of neurochemicals like dopamine, norepinephrine, and anandamine, which create feelings of pleasure, motivation, and deep satisfaction. Deep work is the gateway to flow. When you eliminate distractions and focus intently on a challenging task, you create the ideal conditions for your brain to enter this blissful, focused state. And lastly, there is a correlation between deep work and stress. There's a connection there because chronic stress is a silent killer. It wreaks havoc on your health and well-being. It floods your body with cortisol, a stress hormone that impairs cognitive function and makes it harder to focus. Deep work acts as a counterbalance to stress. When you're fully engaged in a meaningful task, your brain releases endorphins, natural painkillers that reduce anxiety and promote relaxation. Regular deep work sessions can actually lower your cortisol levels, improve your mood, and enhance your overall resilience to stress. So just to summarize this, because there's a lot of ideas flowing around here. Your brain on deep work. Here's a quick summary. When you are engaged in deep work, you increase myelin production, which enhances cognitive abilities and learning. There's an activation of focus and attention centers, which improves concentration and memory. There's a release of flow-inducing neurochemicals, which boosts motivation and satisfaction. And there's a reduction of cortisol levels, which reduces stress and improves overall well-being. What's the takeaway? Your brain is wired for deep work. It's a practice that aligns with your biology, unlocks your full potential, and brings you closer to peak performance. But how do you actually implement deep work in your busy life? That's what I want to talk about in just a second. But I'm going to talk about some of the tools, frameworks, and strategies to make deep work a more sustainable habit. So let's jump into this. It's time to translate theory into practice. Let's talk about embracing the ritual of deep work, because deep work isn't a haphazard activity. It's a deliberate practice that requires intentionality and structure. And to make it a sustainable habit, you have to consider incorporating these strategies into your routine. First strategy, schedule it. Block out dedicated time for deep work in your calendar, treating it as a non-negotiable appointment. Second, choose your weapon. Experiment with different deep work environments, a quiet office, a cozy library, even noise-canceling headphones to find what works best for you. Next, set clear goals. Before you begin, define your objectives for the session. What do you want to accomplish? What specific tasks will you tackle?
I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real-life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539.
Nerds! I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. Next, eliminate distractions, turn off notifications, do not disturb, silence your phone and close unnecessary tabs. Consider using website blockers or productivity apps to minimize temptations. And lastly, you can embrace the Pomodoro technique. This is a time management method that involves working in focused bursts of 25 minutes followed by short breaks. So it's great to ease your way into deep work and maintain your focus over extended periods of time by starting with something like the Pomodoro technique, where you're only having to commit 25 minutes at a time. Now, beyond the basics, there are some more advanced techniques that you can employ to elevate your deep work. So you can start batching. So you're grouping similar tasks together to minimize context switching and maximize efficiency. You can start theming. So you can dedicate specific days or time blocks to certain type of work. For example, Mondays could be deep work on strategic projects, while Fridays could be for administrative tasks. And you could also do something called what Newport is famous for, the grand gesture. He suggests making a bold move that demonstrates your commitment to deep deep work, like taking a week-long retreat or investing in a dedicated workspace, things that are really going to push the needle forward and ultimately force you into deep work financially or otherwise, and it's going to be a net positive for your career and your life. Now, there are going to be some challenges when you're trying to focus on deep work and trying to include deep work into your day. There's going to be internal distractions, so your mind's going to wander. There's going to be self-doubt. There's going to be procrastination. You have to practice some mindfulness techniques and develop a meta-awareness of your thoughts to gently guide your attention back to the task at hand. There's going to be external interruptions, so colleagues, family members, unexpected events that can disrupt your deep work sessions. Communicate your boundaries clearly. Establish designated do not disturb times. And there's going to be this shallow work trap. It's very easy to get sucked into the vortex of emails, meetings, and low-value tasks. You have to ruthlessly prioritize deep work and delegate or eliminate shallow work whenever possible. Now, just to give you some tools that hopefully are going to be useful for you on your deep work journey, a couple time tracking apps that I like. You can use Rescue Time, Toggle, or Harvest. They can help you monitor your focus time and identify patterns of distraction. You can use website blockers like Freedom, Cold Turkey, or Stay Focused. They can help you resist social media and other time wasters. You can use some note-taking systems like Obsidian, Roam Research, or Evernote that can help you capture and organize your ideas. And then you can also use the Eisenhower Matrix. This is a great decision-making tool. It's not a tech tool. It's a decision-making framework, rather, that helps you categorize tasks based on their urgency and importance that ensures you focus on the most impactful activities. Remember, deep work is definitely a journey. It's going to take some time. It's going to take unwavering commitment to cultivating this skill, but the rewards are immense. When you master the art of deep work, you unlock your full potential as an entrepreneur, as a person. You can achieve extraordinary results and live a truly more meaningful life. Now, I want to take this one step further because we've covered a lot of ground from the science of focus to practical strategies for implementing deep work in your daily life, but I want to explore the impact that deep work can have on your personal and professional growth and how it can really propel you towards mastery, because there is also a deep work mastery connection. Because mastery really is the relentless pursuit of excellence. It's the dedication to honing your skills and knowledge to the highest level. It's a journey that requires focus and discipline and unwavering commitment. And deep work is the rocket fuel that propels you on this path. When you engage in deep work, you create space for deliberate practice, the focused, intentional repetition of specific skills with the goal of continuous improvement. This is how experts are made. Think of, a musician practicing scales, or an athlete perfecting their swing, or a writer writing prose and lines again and again and again and again. They all understand the power of deep work and its role in achieving mastery. And deep work isn't just what you accomplish in a single session. Again, towards the goal of mastery, it is a cumulative impact of consistent, focused effort over time. There's a great quote by Darren Hardy, who's the author of The Compound Effect, another great book. The quote is, "Small, smart choices plus consistency plus time equals radical difference." Every hour you spend in deep work is an investment in your future self. It's a deposit into your mastery account, accumulating interest over time and compounding into extraordinary results. So if you think about deep work, I want you to start to ask yourself these questions. What kind of impact do you want to leave on the world? What kind of legacy do you want to create? They're really big questions, but they're worth thinking about. Deep work isn't just about personal achievement. It's about making a meaningful contribution to something bigger than yourself. Whether or not you're building a business, writing a book, developing a new technology, deep work allows you to channel your energy into projects that truly matter. And just to bring it home, beyond all the strategies, beyond all the techniques, deep work is a mindset. It's a commitment to prioritizing focus, intentionality, and excellence in everything that you do. It's about rejecting the cult of just being busy and embracing a life of purposeful productivity. Remember, as you embark on your deep work journey, you're going to cultivate these mindsets naturally. And each one of these mindsets could be its own podcast, but you're going to cultivate a mindset of growth. You're going to embrace challenges as opportunities. You're going to cultivate a mindset of grit because you're going to persevere through setbacks and obstacles. You're going to cultivate a mindset of curiosity because you're going to approach your work with a sense of wonder and a thirst for knowledge. And you're going to approach your work with a mindset of mindfulness. You're going to be fully present in that moment, focusing on the task at hand. Remember, the path to mastery, the path to deep work is not easy, but it is incredibly rewarding. When you embrace deep work, you unlock your full potential. You achieve extraordinary results, and you can create a legacy that lasts. So just remember, when you're starting starting this deep work journey, start small. Don't try and overhaul your entire routine overnight. Begin with short bursts of deep work and gradually increase the duration as you build your focus muscle. You want to celebrate the wins, acknowledge your progress, and celebrate your success no matter how small it seems, and be patient. Deep work is a skill that takes time to develop. Be kind to yourself and trust the process. Remember, the world needs your unique gifts, your unique talents, your business that you're building right now. So please embrace deep work, unlock your full potential, prioritize focus, prioritize intentionality, and contribute to a better, brighter future. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds.
All right, listeners, please welcome our real-life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS, 1617539.
Nerds!
I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you.